Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, guide and protect us and give us understanding so that we may better serve you and love you and love our neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, how we live in interesting times. Looking back, there have always been two opposite forces. And I do not mean Republican versus Democrat or capitalist versus socialist. Or sinner versus saved, the battle has always been between Lucifer, Satan, versus God. We might not give this much thought because we have battles around us which distract us from thinking in depth. There are many distractions in society and in the workplace and often enough in our own homes. We all know how issues can divide us. In fact, we recognize that strategy of divide and conquer. Sometimes we can recognize it when it happens to others, and sometimes we recognize it when it happens in our very own life. This theme of divide and conquer has been around as long as mankind. It can be used for good. Oh, for instance, distracting a child's attention from something that you do not want them to pay attention to, you divide their attention. Or maybe it would be used in labor negotiations to touch on a hot-button issue so that a certain other area is not examined or looked at. And maybe it is an orchestrated plan in some parts of our government to distract the general population from issues that ought to not be addressed in some people's minds. So, examples are mentioned, in the 1928 book titled Propaganda by Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays learned a lot from his uncle, Sigmund Freud. Another Edward Bernays book is Public Relations. It was a huge success to have his public relations campaign going on. He was paid by big tobacco companies to develop a campaign which would bring women into smoking. And that campaign, yes, was successful. And for anyone interested, these books are a study about changing the habits and behaviors of people, of a population. This has been going on for a long time. People throughout history have learned this lesson. And sure, politicians and government leaders today will know about these tactics. But long ago, there was Machiavelli with his 1530 book, The Prince, and another one called The Discourses. Or you can go back further and read the speeches of the Roman leaders, or like Alexander the Great. And you can read the speeches because they were recorded. In the olden days, they didn't have a recording device. They didn't have a cell phone, smartphone, or videos or anything like that. But they did have men who developed their minds, and they could literally remember a 20-minute speech, word for word. And I, myself, I know two men today who are able to remember a 20-minute speech. And I've heard both of them repeat speeches probably five times each. And probably it's always been accurate. And so I have to believe the historical accounts of famous people who had their speeches recorded. Recorded by a person's memory. So I think they were completely correct. Well, every once in a while I get distracted as I talk, and so let me get back to media. The media today and distractions. You see, we have a lot of division going on right now in our society, and it's always existed to have that practice of divide and conquer. That has been going on since the beginning. I think of how some high-up political people today, not to mention our Central Intelligence Agency, they have been very active in molding the beliefs and thoughts of Americans for decades. And of course, it's not just Americans, it's every people in the world. We are accustomed to believing that our thoughts are our own. But really, our thoughts are, they're molded. And in recent history, we have examples of understanding this. And it's kind of typical that we, good people of America, do not think of the manipulation that goes on around us, because we are not tricky people. But there are tricky people in the world, and they want to manipulate as many as they can. Let's look at some of the history and the leaders around us in the world, I mean. Well, there was Stalin in Russia in 1925. He was a manipulator. He said, "It does not matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes." Another example of manipulation is Nazi Germany's Goebbels, the Minister of Propaganda. About 1930, he said, "A big lie will be believed easier than a small lie." And in the United States, President Roosevelt, long before he was our president, in the 1930s, he said, "If anything happens in politics, you can be sure it was planned that way." Well, that's what some people say about the events going on. And we certainly do wonder, don't we, about the events going on today. And we've all heard about the Trump rally in Washington, D.C. recently. Do you know that there was what was going on with that? For instance, we do wonder why there were professional-grade videos that were taken. How did they just happen to be there and record when there were people pushing through the barricades? Or how did that guy get videoed who had the horned hat on and he sat in the speaker's chair? Was it all a setup? Well, I don't know. I don't know, but how can you not wonder? I did hear on a radio talk show, there was someone who called in who said he was a D.C. officer and said that his superior said, "You don't need to come in. Right now, even though there was pandemonium going on, he saw it on the news, but they said, don't bother coming in. We've got it okay. He also noticed that there were a number of officers on duty that day that was below normal. So what do we know? We don't know, but we can take guesses. And so we look at the evidence and try to figure out what is going on around us. There are people who say the military intelligence was involved in that that thing in Washington, D.C., where there was even violence going on. If you listen to some people, they will say that there was military intelligence people who blended in with Antifa, and they were rushing in and breaking in, and how do you know? We don't know. Oh, and a part of that story is that they also then grabbed the laptop computers that were left behind that were belonging to Schumer and Pelosi. So is that true? Oh, we sure don't know, but doesn't hurt to look at it. Doesn't hurt to wonder. So I think it's a kind of too remote of a possibility, but I do know that those things have happened in the past. There has been plenty of, what do you call that, intelligence operations going on. Who knows? But I certainly do believe that they could have done it, and it would have been successful if our military intelligence wanted to do it. We just have to kind of wonder, what is God's plan to save our republic? Is that what's going on too? You know, we have seen in history, when God wants to do a miracle, he does it. And often enough, he does it at the last minute. Just look at the Bible. In the Bible, how there was the story of the Hebrew people leaving Egypt and coming to the Red Sea. You know, Moses was right up against the Red Sea with the Hebrew people, and Pharaoh's army was rapidly approaching with horses and chariots and weapons of war drawn and ready to be used against the Hebrew people. And then, with no escape in sight, God made an escape. God parted the Red Sea. It would have been certain death for all of the Hebrew people, but God parted the Red Sea. God made a way. And they even crossed on dry land. Well, it was a miracle of God. And yes, by God's will, America could have another miracle. Another miracle today. It might be with the presidency. It might be with something else. We will see. But we certainly do not know what will happen. But can we please pray to God, each one of us? Yes, let our desire be known. And yes, be willing to know that God's way is the very best way for each and every one of us. 2 months ago, I said it could maybe happen that if there was a disputed election, our legislature could toss out the people's vote and each state would get to vote to decide who our next president would be. That is the course that our Constitution lays out for a disputed election. So we sure would have a lot of unhappy people if that happened, because no matter what the results, no matter who would be the declared winner, somebody would be very, very unhappy. It concerns me that our country is so very divided. Do you remember a few months back after the presidential debates, or during them, Hillary Clinton told Biden that under no circumstances was he to concede the election to Donald Trump? Well, in hindsight, we could just wonder if it was a plan all along. We can wonder. And speaking of not conceding under any circumstances, it surely looks to me like many millions of people are saying to President Trump, do not concede under any circumstances. Oh, and hey, I just thought about that 25th Amendment. And the Democrats want to say they should apply that 25th Amendment to President Trump, that he is unfit for office. But here's another thought. What if the plan really is that 25th Amendment would be used on President Biden, and then Kamala Harris would become president? It's just a thought, but you know there are some very influential people who say that Biden is not radical enough for them. So they would prefer Harris to be president. Could it be? Well, you know, there is talk about that multi-level chess game. And if you are playing on that level, you do think about all of the possibilities. And so you have to recognize that things that we don't normally think about could really happen. And there are people who want to determine the outcome of, well, of everything. They just want to have power and control of everything at any cost. That is just what they do. And you know what? There are people that if they cannot get what they want, they will wreck the game. Yeah, maybe you know of that. I remember that happening as a child, playing with other children, where they would get so frustrated and so angry that they didn't win, that they would throw the game board. And I just wonder if there are adults like that too. Adults in positions of power and control. I think of that because it's kind of the attitude of an antisocial bully. And I just kind of think that those very elite people are a little bit like that. And so there is a chance that something odd would happen. There is a chance that even their normal sanity would not be with them. I think of, let's go back to ancient Rome. There was the Caesar Nero, who apparently fiddled while Rome burned. Now, that's kind of a story. But I'm pretty sure that it's true, because you can look up accounts of when that happened. There are official records that you can look up. They are on the internet. But who has the patience to look these things up? Well, a few people do. Anyway, the official Roman investigation talked to people, talked to eyewitnesses, and there was testimony of where those fires started and how they burned. And there was one man, I recall that he was a stable worker, and he said he was paid to set one fire. Well, the stable worker was not an official, and so his testimony was not given a lot of credibility, but it still was in the record. So, at any rate, every one of us can look up these things in history. We have a great big computer system where we can look up knowledge and try to discern the truth of it. But so few of us do. Why? Because it takes too much of our valuable time, and it's too much trouble to do it. I guess we would rather be doing something fun. Huh. Oh, boy. Well, if we don't know history, it sure can happen again. But I still don't blame anyone for having a choice to have fun instead of looking all that history up. And yes, LOL, I have been called a nerd, and I have been called some other things too. But through my life, I have learned things, and I've found that I can add to a conversation. Even if no one else was really interested, I still could add something. Well, it is what it is. And back to gaining knowledge or forming an opinion. I wonder about those bullies. If one day they will say to themselves, if I cannot own America, then no one can own America. And they try to destroy America. It's just the attitude of a bully. I know it's happened in the past. I know it's happened, and I've seen it happen. So who knows? It could happen. And it doesn't mean there isn't hope, because there still is lots of hope. And don't forget that if America was burned down, we would just start all over again, using the pattern of our founding fathers, and we would have Jesus as the pillar of our nation. Hurrah! And along with that would be our commission to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the world. That was what the original founders had in mind. Again, you can read their writings. I've read plenty of their writings, and you can too. So have a look at what the original documents say, and you can see that our foundation of our America was indeed strongly Christian. So, yeah, so many things could happen. You know, we are in this world right now, and I want to remind everyone that we can have an effect on this world. One of the ways we can do that is to support Christian missionaries right here in our very own country. There are really an awful lot of people right here in America who need Jesus as their personal Savior. So please pray about it. Support these people with your prayer. Support people with your pocketbook as well. Because right here, right now, we are in a battle, and it's a battle between what is good and what is evil. And at this time, we may very well be close to the end of the age. There's a lot of people who say so. I can see it too. But it's different to say I see it than knowing it. A lot of people see it. I heard in the Jerusalem Post that Israel's rabbi will be meeting with the Messiah. That's what the headline said. Well, just remember Matthew 24:23. Oh, and in Mark it is 13:21, where it tells us, if we hear this said, look, here is the Christ, do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if it were possible, even the elect. And how do I think we can protect ourselves from being deceived? Pray to God, Jesus, and read the Bible, and remember that we are in the world, but not of it. Hey, another thought about the Jerusalem Post was they had an article in it that said 30 seconds of ultraviolet light would kill the coronavirus COVID-19. So I thought, then why do they tell us all to go indoors and lock ourselves down? If we go outside in the UV light, we might just kill that virus on our own. Could that be true? Well, it sounds like they don't want us to kill that virus. They want us locked down. Who really knows what is going on here? But if you listen, you will hear people say that Corona, COVID, is the crisis by which we will... Corona, COVID will be the crisis which will be used to force society in our country and worldwide into a new world system, which encompasses financially and socially. And that is what those at the World Economic Forum are saying. It's widely said. And all the while, the physicians, the authorities are saying, we have at least another year of social distancing and wearing masks, etc. They say that even if we have vaccinations and wear masks, we're still going to have to be, locked down. Well, for anything, here's what else they say. For anything like normal conditions to return, we will have to go through three stages. The first stage is for everyone to get either a shot or a series of shots, whichever are required. And then there's the second stage, when your city or your state also complies. And then there's stage three, for herd immunity to be reached. They say for herd immunity to be reached, 80% of the population must be vaccinated. And guess what? Between 30 and 40% of the population says they will never accept this vaccination. And guess what that means? It means we will never go back to normal. Well, it's not like I know it. I don't. It's just what people are talking about. Lots of people talk about lots of things, and it's not like we know the answers. We don't. It's just that this is what is being talked about. It is being talked about that some officials are saying we will never return to normal. I just wonder. There is a lot of fear that is being presented, and I just can't help but wonder if we are being forced, or let's say, if we are being encouraged to be scared into compliance. Yes, compliance to fight an invisible virus that you are told that it exists, but you don't see it. You don't really know. You can't see it. Anyway, there are things that are going on that are affecting all of our lives. They are affecting our economy. Our economy is going down the tubes. That's what's going on. We are in a failing economy. And we're doing that just so that we do not get something like a cold or a flu. Now, there are people who die from it. I don't doubt that. But every year, tens of thousands of people in the past have died from regular flu. And guess what? For the year 2020, it has been reported that the regular flu deaths are extremely decreased, while the number of corona COVID deaths are extremely increased. And there are those who say that these numbers are deliberately being misrepresented. Who knows the real answer? Well, one day we probably will. But we do have to know that one of the things that is going on is that our economy is collapsing. It's going down the tubes. And what are we doing to get out of the difficulty? We are getting into debt. More and more debt. Both personally and as a nation. Our federal government, because of Congress, has been borrowing and borrowing more and more money. But don't you forget, it is we the people who are accountable to repay any money that our government borrows. The government doesn't have money unless they get it from the people. And just think, at the beginning of 2020, our national debt was $23 trillion. And at the end of 2020, our national debt was $27 trillion. And that means our national debt grew by $4 trillion in 1 year. That is a 17% increase in 1 year. Don't you wish that our income could increase by 17% in 1 year? Oh, but if that happened, you know that it would be very highly inflationary. And yes, it would. And yes, it is. And the people in charge of our dollar supply, the ones who create dollars, they think that inflation is a good thing. And you know what? I really have to say that it has kept our economy going for many decades now. So they did figure out a system where inflation would keep the economy going, but it also made some other things unstable. The dollar was made unstable. The businesses had to adjust to an inflationary economy. And when you think about the people who wanted to save money, they were discouraged from it because of inflation. It didn't increase fast enough. And if you think about the people who live on a fixed retirement benefit or Social Security, well, their money would buy less and less and less. So we have this little thing to figure out. Today, our supply of dollars is growing and growing and growing. Oh, especially in the last year. Well, it means we will certainly have increasing inflation. And it guarantees that our national debt will also grow. I heard one commentator say that we should get ready for a tsunami of inflation. And you know what? That's not good. That's not healthy for our economy or our people. And we just don't realize how big our national debt is, not to mention our personal debt. We get all mixed up when we hear millions, billions, and trillions. And so I have found that it is helpful to relate millions, billions, and trillions in terms of seconds. It kind of puts a perspective on it. 20 million seconds is 12 days. What? No. 1 billion seconds is 12 days. And start over. 1 million seconds is 12 days. 1 billion seconds is 32 years, and 1 trillion seconds is 32,000 years. So you see, we get confused between millions, billions, and trillions, but you can bet that those great big bankers, they don't get confused. They see things happening in our country that we can only guess about. There's lots of just ordinary people, like me, who wonder, how can we pay off our national debt? Or, will our debtors soon own all of America? We wonder. I wonder. The World Economic Forum has come up with a solution for America's debt, which is that our creditors will forgive all of our debt if, in return, we will own nothing. And that means that they will own everything. That's their solution. They put out a promotional video for this plan, and it says, "We will own nothing, and we will be happy." So I ask, will we be happy not to own a home, not to own a car, and not to own a bicycle? Will we be happy if we instead live in an apartment in the big city and use a public bicycle so that we have transportation if we need to go somewhere? See, that's their plan. Have a public bicycle that you can use and put back into their bicycle system. That's what the video says. Does this sound happy to you? Well, that's their plan for all of us. Are you okay with it? Or do you want to be a rebel? Or are you going to fall into line? Well, we do have to realize that we are in a country of laws and we are in a world of laws. And there are bankruptcy laws. And if you go bankrupt, you just might end up owning nothing. And if our nation goes bankrupt, would the bankruptcy laws say that our nation is to own nothing? What a position to be in. Well, you do know, I hope, that we have had lots of benefits from the money that we have borrowed. We have lots of good roads. We have solar electricity, and we have water systems all over the place. So see, we have had benefits. And there has been another benefit that we have paid lots of unemployment benefits, and lots of health costs have been paid, and lots of prisons have been built, and lots of prisons have been operated, and lots of homeless have been going into homeless shelters, and lots of drug programs have gone on too. And our federal government has paid for so much of it. We have borrowed that money to pay for these programs. Even today, there is talk about stimulus money going to individuals, but oh my, did you know that most of it goes to corporations, and there will be billions and billions that will go to foreign countries, all with our stimulus money, which our Congress has agreed to and which all of us taxpayers will pay for with borrowed money. I expect all of that borrowed money to be paid back. Well, it'll take a long time to pay it back, like 100 years or more. Or it would be paid back by selling our public government buildings and our public government lands and our public government resources, like our forests and our various mines, and selling that to the big international bankers who the United States government, by way of Congress, has borrowed money from. The money is borrowed in our name, in the name of the people. So the people are required to pay it back one way or another. We have examples of this also. There have been foreign countries like Egypt and Greece where the people were forced to pay higher utility costs, like for water and electricity. And that increased amount was used to pay back the money which their federal government had borrowed from the international bankers. So if it happened there, it could happen here in the United States. So can you imagine the cost of your utilities increasing by 5 times at least 5 times what they are today. That is approximately what happened in those other countries. And you know, when have you ever heard of a banker who lost money? It doesn't happen very often. Sure, it does happen, but not very often. And you know that those international bankers who we borrowed money from are at the top of their game. They do not ever lose. That's pretty much the way it goes. Anyway, we cannot expect them to lose. And besides that, there is law that governs all this. It is international mercantile law, called maritime law, and it backs up the claims of the people who own the money and lend it. And we, the people of the United States, well, we are in a difficult position because our government, through our elected representatives, borrowed the money. And somehow they just don't seem to care. All they do is keep borrowing more and more money as our national debt increases, and we are less able to pay because so many governments are in debt, not to mention the state government and our county government and our city government. Everybody has been borrowing money. And now the local governments can't actually, well, they have to borrow money in a different way by having bonds or a measure of some kind. But we owe a whole lot of money. And the people who are in charge of our government, our system, our money, like Congress, they get all these special benefits. They get special pensions and all sorts of special perks. And they still have their jobs right now, while so many of us these days, we don't have our jobs. We have lost our jobs. But they get theirs. Look at what is going on with the governors of different states. Same thing. There are people who say that technology will increase our standard of living. Well, maybe so. It wouldn't surprise me if that was true, but it doesn't have to be true. It can go the other ways as well. Technology is an interesting thing to look at. Will it be good or bad? Who knows? I was thinking of 2 days ago. A couple in my Christian group told me that while they were getting ready for work, a few things fell off a table in their home. And right away, Google asked, "Are you okay?" That's technology. Google is checking on you. Are you okay? Is that a good thing? Well, or is that an invasion of your privacy? And they did not sign up for any monitoring plan, even though they were available. No monitoring plans were on their phones. And you know, there is another monitoring plan that you can get through Google to make sure that you're parenting, that you are being a good parent. And they didn't have that. Oh, do you want it on your phone? We don't know where this computer interaction will end up. We can only wonder about it. But we have examples of how it might go. So yeah, technology is a big question. Is it good? Technology. See, we have technology right now that is in question because of our presidential election or votes. See, technology, well, technology, who counts the votes, like Stalin said? We have been puzzled over all sorts of things, like why Pittsburgh has had 200,000 more votes that were counted than they had registered voters. Other locations as well this happened. And so we wonder what could be going on and why are there computer links to Britain and Pakistan and Italy? Oh, yeah, in Italy there was an arrest just days ago for somebody who the officials said were interfering in the United States election. Well, that was an arrest. It's not adjudicated in our court system or their court system, but it is a question. We have things going on that are very suspicious. So obviously, when we have more votes than there are registered voters, we know there is some kind of corruption going on. So we better find out what it is and correct it, eliminate it. And don't forget, we have a God, and our God is a just God, and He wants justice to prevail. And if we don't have justice, well, from my looking at history, I think that God will help the injustices to be punished. So what could be coming our way? Big question. Big question. And you can, again, going back to technology and what is going on, I think you can see that the big technology companies are working together in a way that we don't really see as evident. But if you look at the evidence, you can see it. I mean, how could it be a coincidence that Twitter and Facebook on the very same day would eliminate President Trump's access to communication? And you remember a few years ago, I don't quite remember when, but there was Alex Jones who was kicked off the social medias. Again, pretty much right at the same time day sort of a thing. And so is it a coordinated effort? Oh, it sure sounds like it. And an example of the coordinated efforts are, well, there is a YouTube video which shows 1 hour of newscasters from all across America. There's about 20 different news broadcasts that someone recorded and put together about probably 15 seconds of each. And it showed that all around the country, each one of those broadcasters were repeating the very same words, the very same word for word as news. So we do have to realize that there is something going on. Yes, a form of deception. It's going on all around us. We are in a different world. Do you remember that phrase, Dorothy? We are not in Kansas anymore? Guess what? We are not in Kansas anymore. Our world has changed. It is different, and we are being deceived. That's just what Satan wants to do, to deceive us. Satan, who wants to steal, kill, and destroy us. And our hope in this world is with God Jesus. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for offering us salvation so that we can choose Jesus, make Jesus our Lord, and live like we mean it. So as you and I live here on earth, we want to be aware of anything that can hurt us. Boy, that's just natural. You know, we don't want to get hurt. We don't want our families to get hurt or our neighbors to get hurt. Not here on earth. And not in eternity either. So, we have to be especially secure in our relationship with Jesus. That is the big thing. And then we want to be able to affect the world around us in a way that reflects Jesus. So, how are we going to think of the possibilities that are going on around us? What are we going to do? What are we going to respond with when someone wants what is rightfully ours? And yes, I know it depends. But the point is to give this a little thought before it actually happens. Think of a few little scenarios so that if they were to happen, you would know what you might want to do in some unusual situation, because it can happen. And yes, of course, we pray before, during, and after. Prayer is always the key for what we do. But there's more to it than that. We think and figure out how to respond. How do we analyze it in advance to see what we would want to do? What would you do if somebody wanted to antagonize you or steal your Trump hat, let's say? Or what if they surround you? What would you do? So, you know, there can be some really mean, cruel people in the world, and you have to realize that this is something that can happen to any one of us. After all, if there are people in this world that can dissect a baby out of its mother, you can only guess what kind of violence they would be willing to do to you. So, think, and think about some really unusual circumstances, because they just might happen. It's not that we know they will, but they might. Don't dwell on it, but do give it some thought. There are people these days, right now it's the liberals, who are saying that we ought to get a list of the Trump supporters together so that we can punish them. Well, could that really happen? Well, a lot of things go on that are wrong. There are people who are taking down campaign signs in people's yards. There are people who are throwing eggs at the opposition. And to what point will this go? We just have to wonder. There are questions about all of this. What will happen? We have things going on that we never would have expected. And I'm thinking about this corona COVID virus, how it is, there's a great big movement to reduce its spread. And I don't blame anybody for that, but at what price? And I'm thinking right now about, 2 months ago, my friend's wife was daily visiting her mother in the hospital, and there was no contact allowed. They could not hold hands. And in fact, their talking had to be done over a telephone. And there was plexiglass in between them, all because of the danger of corona COVID. Well, have we lost our humanity for the sake of not spreading this COVID coronavirus? I think if dying alone like that, well, I just think it's so awful. It is without compassion. So, yes, are you willing to surrender yourself to that system? Or what about your parent or your child? Are you willing to surrender them to a medical system, an establishment that is willing to act like that, where they can't touch? No touching is allowed. They can only talk to each other over a phone. Are you willing, or is there something that you are willing to change? Well, you know, there's also, you can talk to the medical workers, the medical persons and the social persons who go along with this program. Even if they don't like it, they still go along with it. And us who are involved in the medical system, have to go there for care. Are you willing to go along with it? Well, a lot of people are, and you know why they're doing it, don't you? It is for the greater good. For the greater good. Well, be careful, because tyrants and dictators do a whole lot of bad things just for the sake of the greater good. Be careful. I will add, communist governments also do things for the greater good. They do a whole lot of bad things. and the Nazis did a whole lot of bad things. There are people and governments who do things for the greater good. Be careful. Okay. I just want to remind you to show godly compassion to others. And one way that we do that is to intercede for people. And yes, intercede physically, but intercede spiritually. Sure, physically and monetarily, sure, show your interceding and do something nice. But remember to prayerfully intercede. Do this all the time. All around us, we can see people in need. And it is something that we can intercede for people. We ought to do that. Even the people that we don't need help. We don't know if they need help or not. Like our political leaders, we should intercede for them. Well, like our neighbors, like our family. Say a prayer where you're interceding for the sake of another person, please. Because in our society, there's so much unraveling going on around us, and we don't want the darkness and the evil to come in. We want the goodness and the light of God Jesus. We want to call upon our righteous strength and power of Jesus Christ and prayerfully and appropriately intercede for others. The Bible tells us that we're going to have persecution one day, and we will also want to intercede for those who are persecuted. And let us prepare in every way for what we just might face in the future, and let us remember to call upon Jesus. Okay, you can get my free preparedness pamphlet by sending a stamped, self-addressed envelope to me. John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And you can also listen to this or any other past broadcast by going to www.christtoday.org. It's all lowercase, no spaces. May you walk with God, and may God walk with you. Pours out to air.